Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We thank the Lord for being here this morning and for all that He is doing for us each day. And the Lord has been talking to me about this week. He's been talking to me about keeping track. There are many things that we need to be able to keep track of. We make lists and we have alarms and we do all kinds of things. We try to keep track of things in our lives and keep track of the things that we need to remember. And I was thinking how that my son had called me on Saturday night and he was wishing me a happy Mother's Day. He said he was going to be working all day today, long hours. And he said, but I wouldn't even have remembered, he says, except I was standing in line at the grocery store. And a young woman asked her mother, what do you want for Mother's Day? And then he thought, oh, Mother's Day. And so he got on his phone, figured it out exactly when it was. And so he called to wish me happy Mother's Day. So there's lots of things we want to remember and we want to keep track of. And we make lists, and then we forget to look at our lists. And then we make lists, and we forget to leave them at home when we should have them or taken them with us. You know, we forget appointments. Oh, no, I was supposed to be so-and-so. And so we spend a lot of our time in life trying to keep track of the things we need to remember. And so as I was thinking on these things, the Lord began to talk to me and talk to me about what are we keeping track of? We want to start in Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. So what are you keeping track of? You keeping track of all that bitterness? You keeping track of the things that happened so long ago? Maybe things that happened in your childhood? Maybe things that happened... Some people can remember clear back, you know, in kindergarten, and this thing or that thing happened, or I wasn't treated fair, or whatever. They keep track of it. They don't forget it. They don't forget it. You see, you keep track of things you don't want to forget. Now, we need to develop some good forgetters. We need to be able to do that. Because carrying these things around with us through life only brings something over us. It only hurts us.
Yes.
Are we remembering and keeping track of wrath? You know, well, they treated me like this, so I'm just staying out of their way. I'm never going around them again. I'm never speaking to them again. You know, I'm going to turn away from them. I'm going to do this. I don't forget. I don't forget. But I can't tell you the last card I got in the mail and the nice words that were said in it.
Wow.
What are you keeping track of?
Oh, Lord.
Anger and clamor, clamor is just a lot of confusion and drama. Is that what you keep track of? All the drama in our lives. And we have plenty of it. This one's doing that to that one, and this one's against this one. There are some families that they're not happy unless they're full of drama. They're not happy unless this week it's the three of us against this one. And then next week it's that one's in the group now and now we're against this one. Is that what you keep track of? How many times somebody did something to you, I keep track. You've done this for the third time. How did I remember that?
Wow.
How did I remember how many times you had done this to me? I kept track of it.
Right.
I made sure I remembered it so that I could remind you this is the third time. It says of evil speaking. Oh, listen, we can draw and pull up a lot of things, can't we? Evil speaking. gossip and all the things that go along with that. We can remember those things. We can remember, well, you know, so-and-so told me such and such and such and such. But we can't remember the good thing that happened last week that we should be talking about, that we should be spreading, that we should be telling. So what in our spirits, what are we keeping track of in our life? And it says, an evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice, which is wishing ill. I wish they would just be quiet. I wish they would just not come. I wish I didn't have to see them. I wish I didn't have to be around them. Is that what we remember? We keep track of all that. We've got it all fresh in our mind. We can draw it up at any time. All we have to do is see the person's name and we remember everything. What are we keeping track of? In 1 Peter 3, 9 through 12, it says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. They did such and such to me, I'm going to get even. And people spend a lot of time plotting and scamming and thinking and trying to bring to their minds about how they can get even with this. And they think about, well, I'll tell them this, no, that, that's not bad enough. Now I need to word it different than that. No, I'm going to say it like this because that'll really get... See, we're keeping track of and trying to get ahead of and be worse than what they did to me. It says, but not rendering evil for evil. Or railing for railing. Oh, somebody gets mad at you on the freeway and they give you some kind of a sign that they're unhappy with you. And what do you back? A lot of people do the same things back. Railing for railing. You talk to me like that, I'm going to talk to you like that. In fact, some people say, for their bad behavior, well, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't talk like that. What are they keeping track of? We keep a track of, well, you said this to me last week, and then you said this, and then you said that. So I am justified in whatever I say to you, because I'm keeping track. And you're way ahead of me in the bad things you're doing. What am I keeping track of? What am I tracing? You know, we have cars today that have tracking devices, right?
Yeah.
And you can put tracking devices to where you can see where your children are going, so that you can keep track of them. So if they say, I'm going to so-and-so's house, but the GPS and the little tracking device says, oh, no, they're not. They're way over here. Uh-huh. See, we're interested. We want to keep track of it. Uh-huh. We have tracking devices on our phones. And they know things about us. They know what kind of things we're buying. They know what kind of things we're looking at on the Internet. So they can keep popping up ads for the things that you were looking at. Uh-huh. We're being tracked. Why? We're being tracked so that we can be used as merchandise. That's what it's about. It's all about money. They're tracking us for money to see what they can pop up there and get you to buy. Why is it we can be in a group and we can start talking and you can say, oh, I can't remember my kindergarten teacher's name. And I can't remember my, you know, first grade teacher's name. But the third grade teacher? Oh, I can remember. Why? I'm keeping track of what she did. I remember how she treated me. I remember how I felt about her. I'll never forget. You ever heard this? I'll never forget that one. And it's not necessarily because they did something wonderful and good to you. It's because they did something evil. And you say, I'll never forget that. What should we be tracking? That one that did you that little favor and that little something in your life the day that they made you feel so good. I should be able to remember that. When that person's name comes up, that should be my first memory about them. It's that wonderful thing they did for me. But we don't track that. Now, why is it? Now, we have to be honest here. Because the enemy doesn't want us to track the right things. And he's very good at bringing to our mind all of the evil things. Why do you think you remember more of the evil than the good? Because the enemy tries to accentuate the bad and minimize the good. But we have another in the earth, God. And he tries to accentuate the good and minimize the bad. But we are bound determined to track the wrong things. We have decided that it is important to remember the bad things. Why? What is it going to do for me? What has it done for you so far?
Make you feel bad.
What it eats on you and wears on you. When you finally, you know, it goes by for a little while and you kind of forget it, you know, and it's not in your mind anymore, and then somebody mentions the name and what happens? Ooh, it floods back in and it eats on you and you think about it and you're tracking the wrong thing. I remember Brother Busby, he had a poem, and I haven't been able to find it, but Brother Busby had a poem, "Just Forget About It," was the name of the poem. And he would read this poem, and it was all about these kinds of things. Just forget about it. And he was the one that said, we just need a good forgetter. And we do. And it's so amazing how the human works and how our inner emotions work. You know why we don't remember appointments? Because our emotions aren't involved. That's why. We don't remember the thing at the grocery store because our emotions aren't involved. We forget the things that don't come in and give us an emotional reaction. But that when we have those emotional reactions, those are the things we remember. Those are the things we track. Those are the things we keep track of, are those things. And that's why we say to ourselves, what have I done with my keys again? Because you don't have any emotional response to your keys. They don't do anything. They're not important in your life till you go to use them. And then they're lost or something, and so then you're looking for them. But do you know that it's not enough when that happens and we find our keys? Do you know that we don't think about it enough to ever change our ways to never lose them again?
That's right.
We don't think enough about it. It's not emotional to us. It doesn't mean much to us. Why we forget the things that we do. So it says here, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that ye are therefore unto call that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life, see, this is what the Lord wants us to understand. You love life, you want to love life.
Yeah.
And see good days. Is that what you're after in this life? Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. That's the first thing. In other words, watch our mouths. You want good days? Oh, no. See, we've been taught, don't let them say that to you, and you just sit there and don't say anything back.
Right. That's true.
And our minds go over and over what we're going to say and what we're going to do and how we're going to say it and how they're going to be sorry. I remember as a little child thinking, I'm not talking to my parent, my mother, for the rest of the day. She's going to be sorry. She was never sorry that I wasn't talking to her. Because I got into trouble most of the time because of my mouth and because of what I was thinking up to do and my mouth and everything. If I'm off pouting in my room and saying I'm not going to talk to her, she knows where I am and she's satisfied. But God won't let us go off in our rooms and pout, dear ones. He won't let us keep in track all these offenses. Oh, they remembered me. There are people that are not saved today because somebody offended them.
Yes.
Why is that the only thing they tracked? Why did they only track that? Because there were probably lots of people that didn't offend them. There were probably lots of them that said nice things to them and told them good things and maybe even gave them cards and showed them love. But they don't track that. No. Well, we don't track that. We track the one person that did that to me.
Yes.
And I'm not coming now, and I'm not going to be here because of that one person. And that's all we track. It's a trick, dear ones. It's a trick of the enemy for us to track those kind of things. We need to let those things go.
Yes.
What would happen if Jesus tracked us like that? What would happen? In our lifetime, we have probably done more bad things than good. Because even when we were saved, there were still things about us that we didn't understand, that were perfected, and we did things, and then we had to correct even that. So we are way on the scale. We are way heavier on the bad side. What if he tracked that? What if when we came to him and he said to us, this is the third time you've come to me about this. Haven't you learned anything yet?
Oh, Lord.
What if he did that to us? But what does he do? Oh, he says, come on. I forgive you. I forgave it. I cast it as far as the east is from the west. I don't remember it anymore. He's not tracking our old life. He's not even tracking our new life. Other than we must follow him and do the things he says. That's what he's tracking. The obedience of, and all in our lives, how we're allowing God to help us. The next thing is let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensue it. Oh no. There are people that look for fights. You know, there are people that say, they get up in the morning and they say, you know, I just need a good fight today. There are people like that. Because they're tracking something. They're tracking all the fighting and the discord and arguments and all those things. And because that's what they're tracking all the time, that's what they feel like doing. Do you know you're going to be what you're tracking, what you're remembering, what you allow your mind to dwell on? That's what you're going to be. So I've got to get away from evil, do good, seek peace. Seek peace. That means I don't get to have the last word. It means I don't get to say what I want when I want. If it's going to keep peace for me to be quiet, then I'll be quiet.
Amen.
If it's going to be peaceful for me to forgive and let it go and never think about it again, if that's going to bring peace, then that's what I do. Amen. What brings great peace in your own life is not tracking certain things.
Yeah.
It will not give you peace to track all of the mistreatment and the evil and things that have been done to you throughout your life. It will not do you any good in this life to track that. Many, many people have made the mistake of thinking that they need to remember this. Remember that. Remember that this was done and that was done. You know, we got to fight against this and fight against that. Listen, we cannot track the evil and expect to stay in a good place. If we always are tracking the evil, remembering the evil, then what is going to come out of us?
Oh,
evil is going to come out. We're going to have to start having bad feelings and harboring things against other people and all. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be peace that comes out of it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Then it says in Colossians 3, 12 through 15, it says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, Holy beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Is this what you track? Is this what you track? Oh, you know what? That person was so long-suffering with me. I didn't understand this, and I didn't understand that, and the things that I said and everything. They were so long-suffering. I'll never forget how good they were to me when I was so out of order. Is that what I track? Is that what I remember? Do I remember meekness? Do I remember the people that were meek? No, I remember the people that were angry and the people that were in our face and the people that did this or did that. We don't remember the meek, kind people.
Help us, Lord.
Help us.
Yes, help me, Lord.
Help us. It says forbearing one another, forgiving one another. Oh, listen. Are we tracking all the people that we can't forget? Forgive. Are we tracking them? I just can't forgive them for that. Or we say things like, well, I forgive them, but I'm never going to forget. Now, there is some truth to that. We have a mind, and it stores information. But when we've really forgiven, and we think about the incident that we forgave, it no longer rises up anything in us. It's just as if we're hearing it about somebody else.
Amen.
When we've truly forgiven it,
true.
When we're truly not tracking it anymore, when we're truly not giving it a number,
oh, Lord.
What if Jesus would have said to all the disciples and all the different things that happened, what if he would have told them at the end, now, Peter, I have 3 marks against you. I was tracking what you were doing. And this one over here and that one over there, I have some marks against you. And what about having a mark against the mother that asked him, will you let my son sit on both sides? I'm watching her.
Wow.
Is that what Jesus did for us?
Yeah.
Is that what he does for us?
Yeah.
Does he look back at our life at all and say, ooh, you were so bad?
No.
When he forgives, it's done. That's how we have to forgive. It has to be over. And we have to seek for the right kind of forgiveness until it is completely gone. It has to be gone. It says, above all these, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, which is love. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. What should we be tracking? We've heard a lot about what we should be tracking. What should we be tracking? Psalms 103, verses 1 through 10. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that was in me. Bless his holy name.
Amen.
That's what we should be tracking.
Amen.
Not the evil and what other people said, but the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits. He says, forget not. Why? Because we are so easy to forget the good things and keep track of the bad things. He says, don't forget. Track these things. In the third verse, it said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Wow.
Oh, keep track of that. Keep track of how many iniquities you had that he forgave. And that he wiped out. And that he covered with his blood. Keep track of that. You want to keep track of something? Don't track your brother.
Yes.
Track yourself.
Help me,
Lord. Look at yourself. It says, who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases.
Oh,
keep track of that. Oh, listen, we can tell everybody about our sicknesses, can't we? I mean, out there in the world, that's you ask somebody how they are, you better be careful who you ask how they are. Because their Bible will start a big, long list. Because they've been keeping track of how they are. And this is wrong, and that's wrong, and this is wrong, and I don't feel good here, and I don't feel good there. They just been keeping track. Instead of, well, you know, I feel so much better than when so-and-so. And I'm so much better than that. And you know, I was really sick, but then I got better. I was feeling better.
Amen.
That's what people should say. But that isn't what they say. They keep track of all of their things that are going wrong in their life, all their diseases. They don't keep track of what God has done for them. How he delivered them here, and he delivered them there, and he gave them peace and comfort there. They don't keep track of that. You know, there's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Why? To see what God has done. See, what we should be tracking is what God has done. Because he's perfect in all that he does. He's perfect. Instead of tracking, no, we want to track what this political party did and that political party did. We want to track it. We're watching them. We want to track the leader here and the leader there, and we want to be able to say, oh, that leader is bad, and oh, that leader is better, and we want to track all that. But we don't want to track what God has done. Is God more important than all this, all our leaders and all the political and social issues of the day? Isn't he more important than everything?
That's true, Lord.
What should we be tracking?
Oh, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Not the negative, not the injustices. We should be tracking what God has done.
Yeah.
Why do you think it says that all of those stories in the Old Testament were written for our learning? Why? We're supposed to track those.
Right.
And we do. Because we get into something and we start thinking that, oh, this is so hard and this is so hot, and it comes to our mind, oh, the three Hebrew children. Yeah. And see, we tracked it. We tracked it. We remembered it. We tracked it. And then we use it. Oh, Lord, now you see, just like the three Hebrew children, you need to stand with me in the fire. And you need to help me with this. And you need to help me to be strong and all these things. See, when we track the right thing, it benefits us.
Amen.
It benefits us. It says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. We need to track the redemption that God gave us. How he changed our lives.
Yeah.
Changed it completely. Made us into new creatures.
Thank God.
But see, that old man, that fleshy man, he wants to track other things. And we're going to have to fight him.
Okay.
And track the right things. The spiritual man has to become the dominant one in us. Not the flesh, but the spiritual man has to become dominant. And we have to track the things that belong to the spiritual man. And leave off tracking of all the other things that are a detriment to us. In the sixth verse it says, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Do you remember how God brought judgment to you? Do you remember how he cleared something up? Do you remember how he set you free? Can you count all those? I think that if I handed out a paper this morning and I said, you have 1 minute to write down as many bad things as you can remember that somebody did to you. 1 minute. And then if I were to hand out another paper and I were to say, I want you to write down all the things that God has done for you. It would be interesting, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be interesting to see which list is longer? Which list comes more easily to the mind? Which one did you not have to think about? Why? Because you were tracking it. You were keeping it. You wanted to. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Do you see? Merciful, gracious, slow to anger. Do you see what we have to concentrate on? What we have to track?
Yeah.
We have to track the mercies that have come our way, not the complaints. We have to track the mercies.
Yeah.
We have to list them one by one. Give them a number. Do you know this is the 10th time God has come and helped me right here in this kind of a trial?
Wow.
Can you say that? Has anybody ever said that?
Wow.
Has anybody ever listed it like that? Have they ever said, oh Lord, I've been watching, I've been taking note. I see how you helped me and you bless me. Last year, 5 times you helped me overcome the devil when he was, you know, holding me down and this and that. And then name those trials and those tests you went through, those 5 ones. Can you do that?
Wow.
You're not tracking.
Oh Lord.
But I would assume you could have named 5 hurtful things that happened last year. I think you could name 5 hurtful things. Tracking the wrong things.
Yeah.
In the 10th verse it says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
That's true. Amen.
Oh, see, we want to reward people according to their iniquities. That's the flesh. I want to see you get what's coming to you. Haven't we heard that? Why? Because they're tracking it.
Okay.
So far, they've gotten away with this, and they've gotten away with that, and they seem to be able to get away with this and that. I know somebody that feels like, I'm always having to change my life, and I'm always having to get the victory, and they get away with everything. What are they tracking? They're tracking what somebody else gets away with instead of tracking all the victories they're getting.
Right.
Do you see what's foremost in their mind?
Uh-huh.
They're getting away with it, and I'm having to get victories over it. I've heard this said. God help us. What are we tracking? Psalms 19:7-14. I may not hit all the scriptures, I may just hit the highlights. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Is the law perfect?
Yes.
How many laws can you name? Start naming them on. But tell me all the laws you hate in this country that hold you back. Which list is longer? The laws of the Lord. The statutes of the Lord are right. The commandments are pure. Is that what I'm counting? Oh, Lord. This statute that you put before me, this is so good. This is so right. This has helped me so much in my life. Can I pick out a statute of the Lord and say, I have dwelt on this. I have thought about this. I have made provisions in my life to make sure that it is working in my life, and I'm really getting somewhere with this.
Oh, yeah.
Or do I say, I'm never going to get victory over this. This thing bothers me all the time. It seems like I just keep failing and failing. Is that what you keep track of?
No.
You can't keep track of how many times you fail. You have to keep track of how many times you get victory.
Yeah.
The Lord wants you to track a different thing. It says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Do I think all of God's judgments are righteous altogether? All of them? Can I name some? Can I name some judgments that at one time I thought, I don't know why God does this, and now I say, it doesn't matter, it's not my business. What have I learned? See, I'm tracking the right thing. I'm not tracking all the questions I have. I'm tracking what I have learned. That some things just aren't my business.
Yeah.
It says, more to be desired are they than gold. All these statutes and laws and commandments and judgments, more to be desired than gold. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. If we have somebody that's real close to us in our life that we really, really love, we can probably tell a whole lot of things, good things that they did. We can tell about their sweetness and different things that they have. We can just go on and on sometimes about those good people in our life. Can we go on and on about the Lord? What are we tracking? We're tracking what people do to us and how nice they are to us, but we're not tracking what the Savior of the whole world has done for us. We say about the people in our lives, we say, oh, that person is so good. This is what people say. They would give you the shirt off their back. You know, you needed any help, they would be right there to help. I think that's God. But I'm attributing that trait to a man. But am I remembering at the same time that that's God? And that it's only because God has touched that person in some kind of way that they have anything to give at all. It says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. See, by all these commandments and testimonies, we're warned. And keeping them, there's a great reward. Are we keeping track of the warnings that God has given us for our soul? Are we keeping track of the warnings? Because, see, we have them all the time. Those checks, those little checks that God gives us, and he says, don't do that. That's wrong. And he tells you why it's wrong. Are you keeping track of that? Or do you find yourself slipping there again, and he has to say it to you again? Are you keeping track? You keep track of the wrong things if you're not keeping track of the warnings of God. If you're not keeping track of the promises you've made him, if you're not keeping track of the things that you have told him that you are going to do better in when you are in the depths of the trial, and that I'm going to do better in this area, and when I get out, I'm not so faithful. Because you didn't keep track of it. You didn't keep track of it. But you'll remind God what he's supposed to do. Remember? You'll remind him of that. You'll come to him in prayer, and you'll say, oh, I'm in trouble now, so now, Lord, you know, the promises in the word are mine, and this is mine. You said you would do this, and you said you would do that. What if the Lord turned to us and said, well, yeah, you said you were going to do something too, but you didn't do it? What are you tracking? What are you making a list of? What are you dwelling in, and your heart keeping track of it, and your mind keeping track of, to keep quiet? We track things to stay on track. That's why we do it. So that we can keep going down the right path. But we spend a lot of time tracking things that have nothing to do with walking this path. Nothing. But we keep track of it all. People can fake things, quote, Lord help. People can quote more conversation from movies than they can the Bible. Wow. You know, the famous sayings in a movie, and it catches on, and then everybody says it, and then there's even been presidents that have said it. But how many of the presidents have said, God said that every nation that forgets God? What president has ever said that? See, we're tracking the wrong things. We know how to get to all manner of websites. But people don't know which books of the Bible come next. You know what I mean? Oh, I can remember all this. Now, it used to be we would remember phone numbers, but we don't do that anymore. Right. At least I don't. But when I lost my phone one night, when it all went black, just turned off and went black, and there was something wrong with the phone, it wasn't anything, you know, I was lost. I didn't even know how to call y'all. If I could have got a phone from somebody else, I didn't know any of your numbers. You see? What are we tracking? What are we tracking? It says in 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Oh, Lord, get down inside of me.
Oh, no, we want to say, you know, that person, they're not being very honest. You know, they're hiding something.
Wow, that is funny. You may be hiding something. You may be hiding something down deep in there that you don't even understand yet. And when it comes out, you are going to be so shocked that that thing is there. It's a secret. It's a secret to you also. Now, there are some people that they know the secret fault, and they don't intend to do anything about it, and they don't intend for you to know about it. But it's still there. It says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgression. Presumption sins. Sins that we think about and plot out ahead of time. Sins that we ignore God's warnings, we ignore his teachings, we know what the Bible says, but I'm going to live my life how I want. I know I shouldn't do this. Bible teaches against it. My mom and dad taught me against it. But I'm going to live like this anyway. That's a presumptuous sin.
Wow.
We act like there's not going to be any punishment for that. But there will be. There will be. What are we tracking today? What kind of things should we be tracking, and what are we tracking? Let's erase some of those lists. Let's erase some of those numbers. And let's say, Lord, help me to forget, just forget about this and everything.
Yeah.
Help me just to let that go and never even think about it again. It doesn't matter. Dear ones, some of these things happened when we were teenagers.
Right.
Some of these things happened when we were 20 years old.
That's true.
And we're gonna feel the same about it today as we did then.
Wow.
Really? We were so immature then. We didn't know anything then. We were reacting like teenagers.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to hold on to that same feeling we had then. You better cast it out. That's a young person's way of reacting. That's a young person's way of doing it. That's not a mature person.
No.
What are you tracking? In your heart, what are you tracking? The last verse is in 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
Let that be number one. Let that prevail. Let my meditation, what I think about, those things that I'm tracking, let's track the right things. Throw that other track out. And let's track the right ones. Track the right things.
Yeah.
And it says, the meditation of my heart. Oh, we have spent a lot of time thinking over all the evil that has been done to us, all the hurts that we have had. We spend hours and hours thinking of those things, but we don't spend hours and hours trying to get rid of them through reading the Word, through prayer, through fasting. We don't spend much time trying to get rid of them. If we keep spending more time tracking them than we spend getting rid of them, of course they're going to stay alive. They're going to stay alive. I heard this psychologist one time say that they were dealing with a person and this person had they were down and they were, oh, I can do this right, I can't do that right, and this and that. And they said, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Don't say that anymore. Every time you say something negative, you have to say something positive. Every single time. And they left him like that, and I thought, why would they do that? I began to meditate on that.
Uh-huh.
And you know what it was? This is what I came to the conclusion. That's a lot of work. You know what I mean? That's work.
Uh-huh.
Every time I go negative, oh, I did it again. And I have to go over here and I have to grab out positive and I have to pull it in. You know, it's a lot of work. So what happens after a while? The negative comes up, you go, eh. Because it's too much work. It's too much work. Let's do our work. And let's get all these negative things out. Quit tracking all of the negative things in life and start tracking the right things. God, His Word, His mercy, His people, His ways. Our past finding, it says His ways are past finding out. We'll never get to the end. You can't ever get all the knowledge.
No.
So you don't have to worry about being bored. The Lord will show you something else next week. Something brand new. It's wonderful. Let's not track those negative things in our life.